阿门。请坐。
您是谁的？
我们一同打开罗马书第十一章第三十六节。
Romans chapter 11 verse number 36。
罗马书第十一章第三十六节。
Romans chapter 11 verse number 36。
我先读三十三到三十五，三十六节你们大家一同来读。身在上帝丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？谁事先给了他，使他后来赏还呢？因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。我们已经用两次的时间讲解第三十六节。
We have used two sessions to start on verse number 36.
今天从下个礼拜，我们再用两次的时间讲完这一节。
And tonight and also next week, we're going to finish this session.
为什么这一节圣经要用一个月来传讲？
Why is it we have preached this session with a month?
所以这几个字里面隐藏多少真理呢？
Because in these few verses, it has embodied so much of profound
truth. 这一节就是神性、神的工作的总记录。
It talks about the total record of the divinity of God.
当上帝称呼自己的时候，
When God called upon Himself.
介绍自己的时候
，introduce himself。
圣父说：“我是首先的，我是末后的。
”God the Father said, "I'm Alpha and Omega."
我又从起初指明末后的事情。
And from the beginning, I point what's going to happen in the end.
而圣子告诉我们
，And the Holy Son says,
我是 Alpha， 我是 Omega。
I'm Alpha and Omega.
Alpha 是希腊文二十四个字母的第一个字母。
And Alpha is the first letters of the Greek letters.
Omega 是希腊文二十四个字母的最后一个字母。
And Omega is the last of the Greek letters.
我是 Alpha， 我是 Omega.
I'm Alpha and Omega.
这句话就表明圣子有神的本性。
It's only to say that the Holy Son has God's nature in him.
因为他与圣父一样是从头到尾掌管万有的。
Because he is like the Father from the beginning to the end, he controls everything.
而圣父圣子透过圣灵做工的时候
，And God the Father, God the Son, through the Holy Spirit, he works.
圣灵是动善工，也成全善工。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who starts the good work and finishes it.
所以创造的时候
，So in the creation,
上帝的灵运行在水面上
，God's Spirit hover upon the water.
在审判的大日
，And also on the day of judgment,
圣灵成为最后的见证。
The Holy Spirit will be the last witness.
所以圣父圣子圣灵
，So God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
万有的开始。
Here's the beginning and the conclusion of all things.
是创造的因跟创造最后的终极的目的。
And also the cause and the final purpose of creation.
所以这伟大的神论。
So this great doctrine of God.
跟神所创造的万有。
And as compared to the creation of God in all things.
又在这节圣经彰显。
In this verse being manifested.
也一切荣耀归于上帝
So may all glory be unto him
为什么呢
Why
因为万有是本于他
Because all things are from him
是依靠他
Through him
也是归于他
And to him
所以在这些圣经给我们看见整个历史是一条线
So in this world we see the history is only about one straight line
历史是一条线的观念
It's one sense but one line concept
不是人类的文学可以写出来
It's not something man's writing can express
不是人类的哲学可以想出来
Not something that philosophy can think of
不是人所造的宗教可以教出来
Not something that religion created by man can teach
历史是一条线
Because history is a set, is a line
全世界只有这一本圣经告诉
And the whole world is only this Bible that tells us
为什么说时间是一条线
Why is that we say that this history is linear
因为有始点有终点
Because there's a beginning point and an ending point
这个观念在自然界里面的人是想不出来的
This concept man within the nature cannot speculate
所以无论东方的哲学
No matter the eastern philosopher
宗教
Or religion
西方的神话
The western that is a mythology
他们的这一个他们的迷信
And also their superstitions
没有办法构成这个历史观念
They just cannot conceive this historical concept
为什么呢
Why?
因为人在自然中间
Because man in nature
所以我们要明白一切就像自然观看
So for us to know all things we have to observe the nature
我们从自然观看的时候
When we observe the nature
我们看见周而复始的事情
We see there's a cycle that keeps circling
这个呢继续不断的 recycle 或者这个 cyclus 的这个事情
So in this cycle
就从现象变成观念。
First of all, phenomena it produces concept.
春天之后是夏天。
After the spring, there'll be this summer.
夏天之后是秋天。
After summer, there will be the fall.
秋天之后是冬天。
And after that, there's a winter.
冬天之后是什么？
And after winter, what's that?
又是春天。
A spring again.
周而复始。
So there's a cycle.
周而复始。
Circulating.
周而复始。
Circulating.
就构成了我们错误的时间观念。
So it becomes a wrong concept of time.
因为自然是继续旋转的。
Because nature keeps circling.
所以我们自然现象产生的时间观念。
So from a natural phenomenon, it produces a concept of time.
就变成这个希腊哲学的时间观。
So then the time concept of the Greek.
希腊哲学的时间观是什么？
The Greek concept of time.
The concept of time in Greek philosophy.是这个向上一直旋转，像螺丝的旋桨呢
？Like a spiral。
所以既然是这样旋上去
，so it's spiraling upward。
所以你看见有周而复始的事情。
So you see something with a circling。
那么中国人的时间观念是什么
？The Chinese concept of time。
我们照样看见整个自然四季运行周转不停。
We see the four seasons are making a circle。
那么有生之物就生生不息。
So those living beings continue to exist。
就在自然的旋转的这个观念中。
So within the circling of the nature，
我们就产生了轮回的事情。
It produces this in reincarnation。
把印度的轮回的这种生命的哲学。
So this reincarnation from the Hindu philosophy
带到中国的思想
is being brought to Chinese thinking.
中国自己的思想是什么呢？
And Chinese own thinking is
就是把天干跟地支十跟十二变成有六十一周期的时间观。
So the 天干跟地支 combined the 60 these are different period of time.
天干就是甲乙丙丁戊己庚戌庚辛壬癸。
So that is the 天干。
天干有十个。
There were 10.
地支有十二个。
地支 there were 12.
所以十跟十二把它对照的话，比如甲对子，那么这个子丑一对丑，就一直下去了，变成一个六十年一轮。
So when this composed together becomes 60 years as a cycle.
就这样一直轮一直轮。
So it keeps circling.
所以人类的时间观念是停留在自然现象的起。
So human concept of time is being captured only by nature.
既然是在自然现象的这个启示里面。
So it is only by a natural revelation of nature.
The phenomena of nature inspire us. 这个的 inspiration from the phenomenon in the nature 就是我们没有办法超脱这个自然的捆绑。
So because this phenomena is inspired by nature, we cannot supersede all this bondage from nature.
所以大神学叫 Paul Tilly， 他说呢，希腊的哲学的观念，宇宙是一个这个塑胶性的世界。
So Paul Tilly, Greek theologian, said that the Greek concept of time is a plastic world.
这个呢，塑胶性的世界什么意思
？So this plastic world
就是静止性的
，is static，
关闭性的
，is closed，
所以没有办法超脱。
So there's no way for transcend。
所以今天的很多的人
，so a lot of people today，
一生的生命就是在一个限制的或者捆绑的这个关闭系统里，怎么想就在那里抖，那里转，到死就是这样。
So for the whole life they've been confined with this closed system，
直到上帝的光照耀到自然界来
，until God's light illuminates also the nature，
超自然。启示自然
The supernature revealing nature
人才能脱离自然现象的管制
Then only man can break out from the control of this nature
进到信仰的范围
And enter the realm of faith
刚才我们听这个包以林姐妹讲三百年来这些的基督教的音乐是用信心去把它表达出来
That's our sister Paul taught that for the 300 years this hymn is expressed by faith
信就是一个突破
Faith is a breaking through
信就是一个超越
Faith is transcending
突破了这个封闭系统的限制
And to break through the confinement of this closed system
而归正神学告诉我们
And the Reformed theology tell us
这个信仰本质的突破
And also this breaking through of the nature of faith
这个超越本来不是从人本的
This is transcendence not coming from human center
不是 anthropocentric
Not anthropocentric
乃是 theocentric
But theocentric
所以是神那边透进来的
It is coming from God that penetrated to us
上帝的光照耀在死荫的幽谷里面
When God's light shines upon the dark valley
坐在死荫中间的看见大光
He who sits in the dark valley sees the great light
这样开通的系统
then the open system
就结束了封闭系统的影响。
It also conclude the influence of the closed system.
所以呢，我们的时间观念跟所有的宗教是不一样。
And that's why our concept of time is totally different from other religions.
而时间观念的启发
，and also inspirational time concept.
到了奥古斯丁的时候， it, 就在他的哲学里面显明出来。
When it comes to the time of Augustine, it's manifested in his philosophy.
奥古斯丁从什么地方产生了一个超脱？整个希腊哲学的时间观呢
？In Augustine, where does it receive this concept that transcends the Greek concept of time?
希腊哲学的时间观
，and also the concept of time in philosophy of a Greek.
印度的时间观是一样的。
As the Hindu concept of time is the same.
阴界跟阳界的轮流替换。
It is the yin and yang that can interchange.
所以呢，这个是毕达哥拉斯的哲学。
So Pythagoras philosophy.
毕达哥拉斯是唯一的一个人，又是哲学家，又是音乐家，又是宗教家。又是数学家
Pythagoras is the only one that mathematician is a philosopher and also he is a musician
啊，他还是一个这个哲学家 philosopher religious 啊 religion philosophy mathematics and music 所以呢这是古代一个最大的天才
see one of greatest genius in the past
那么呢他一谈到人生的时候
so when we talk about life
他就说阳界跟阴界彼此对抗
you say yin and yang interchange
所以毕达哥拉斯的这个人生哲学就影响了苏格拉底。
So Pythagoras' concept of life influenced Socrates.
所以当人逼苏格拉底吃毒药死的时候
，So when people want to poison Socrates,
苏格拉底一点不怕。
Socrates is afraid,
因为他已经受了这种轮替哲学的影响。
Because it influences the exchange theory.
我现在生。
Now I'm born.
你叫我死
，You want me to die?
我不怕
，I'm not afraid.
因为死就是生的另外一面
，Because death is the other side of life.
你把我冲到那边去
，When you push me to the other side,
我把门一推
，When I push the door,
我就进到另外边去
，I enter to the other side.
那个叫做死
，That's called death.
那你说我死了，我死
，You say I'm dead, I'm dead.
我不存在了
，I'm not existing.
我存在在阴间
，But existing in the
不存在阳间
，Not in the yang.
所以死不过是一扇门而已
，So death is only about the door.
那这种观念呢，在古代。
This concept in the ancient past,
东方的奥义书印度经
whether it's the 奥义经 in Hinduism,
以后这个叫做 Upanishad,
Upanishad
也在影响到这个佛教的思想
and influence the Buddhist thinking,
跟中国的思想
Chinese thinking,
希腊的思想
Greek thinking,
都是用这种封闭系统看时间
You know, this is the closest to view the world.
但是呢，这个奥古斯丁从圣经看见不一样
But Augustine from the Bible, he sees differently.
看见什么呢
What do you see?
时间是直线
Time is linear.
一去不回头。
It goes and never returns.
啊，你看这两种观念很不一样。
So these two concepts are totally different.
有基督教把这个观念承继下来以后
，The Christian inherited this concept.
基督教所到的地方，科学一直进步。
Wherever Christianity goes, there also the science advances.
因为受了这种时间观念的影响。
Because you're influenced by this concept of time,
所以对生命的价值的看法就不一样。
And your view to the value of life is different.
如果一个人对时间不是直线进行的认知
，If a man does not have a linear progression of time concept,
他对生命会随便。
Then he will live a casual life.
他对所做的事情不负责任。
Do the thing he does, he never put responsibility in it.
这一次不成功，投胎再次，再来一次。
Yeah, I'm not successful, I can reincarnate and try again.
下一次不成功，再投胎再次。再有一次就不要紧
If you're not successful the next time, never mind, I can reincarnate and try again.
但是如果你的时间观念是直线的
But your time is linear.
你就自己对自己说每一秒都是不回头
Then you see that every second will not return.
每一年都是永远过去的
Every year will be passed forever.
或者只有一次
I live only by one.
从生到死就是一条线
From birth to death is linear.
我如果在今生失败
If I fail in this life,
我就是永永远远的失败
Forever I'll be failure.
我如果今生成功
I'll be successful today.
永永的成功
Forever I'll be successful
我要怎样爱惜我的生命
So how to treasure my life
我要怎样利用我的时间
I'll use my time
我要怎样宝贵我的青春
And to keep also my youth
我要在暂时的时光中间以永恒发生关系
In temporality I want to have a link with eternity
凡有这种思想的青年人
And young people have this concept
做人一定是很严肃
Young he'll be a leader in his life
做事一定负责任
Whatever he does he'll be responsibility
凡有这样思想的社会
And society with this concept
一定产生 继续不断伟大的发明。
It produced a great invention.
凡是有这种社会观念的
，with this type of social concept，
受圣经的时间观念影响的
，and also being influenced by the time concept of the Bible，
科学一直进步的
，the science will advance forever。
所以我再次说
，so one more time，
如果你的孩子很会读书
，if your child can study well，
读到大学毕业
，when he graduates from the university，
拿了学士
，and with a bachelor，
拿了硕士
，with a master，
我想你不会送他到尼泊尔去拿博士。
You wouldn't send him to Nepal to get a PhD。
你不送他到 Bangladesh 再去留学。
Bangladesh to further studies。
你一定是送他到基督教的国家。
Surely you send him to the Christian nation。
这是没有办法辩论的事情。
There's no way for the debate on this。
你会说唐牧师，我的孩子大学毕业，我要送他到伊拉克去。
You say I'll send him to Iraq, Pastor Tong, my son。
去阿富汗去。
Go to Afghanistan。
同样是有宗教的。
Why are you asking with religion？
但是不一样的地方在哪里
？What lies the difference？
因为他们没有受整个基督教思想的影响。
Because they're not influenced by Christian thought。
很多人的。他不信耶稣的
Many people who do not believe in Jesus
但他送孩子到基督教影响过的国家去求学
But they send their children to nations influenced by Christianity Why?
无论是阿拉伯国家
No matter Arabic nations
无论是印度教国家
Hindu nations
没有可能产生最伟大的工业成产品
It cannot create the greatest industrial product
最伟大的准确性的科学知识
And also accurate science knowledge
为什么呢
Why?
他们所思想的
Because what they think
他们对现象界
And to the phenomenal world,
对被造的物质界
to the created metals,
了解是个封闭式的认识
The understanding is a closed system.
所以这个开创式对神负责任的这种观念没有关系
This type of concept with the open system has no relationship with that closed system.
这是很可怜的事
This is pitiful.
所以呢，这些圣经不能就这样读就完了，完了 从它来依靠它有贵会的算了
So this one we cannot just read one and then finish with it
因为这里讲的第三讲的时候
So when talk about the third session
就变成时间是这现行有始有终的最严肃的思想
Time being linear with the beginning with the end
所以今天我要与大家讲的
So tonight I want to talk to you
是你自己对你个人
Is it to yourself
怎样认识你在神面前的光
How that you know your situation before God
而且我绝对不是用普通福音派的布道家那种讲法
Absolutely, I'm not be preaching in the evangelical evangelist.
我们的情况是怎么样的
？What kind of time?
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
我们喝酒。
We drink.
我们犯奸淫。
We commit adultery.
我们有罪。
We are sinners.
所以我们需要悔改。
So we need to repent.
这些都是对的。
It's all right.
但我不是从这方面看跟大家。
But I'm not going to talk to you from this perspective.
我们讲的第三讲的时候。
When it comes to the third session,
既然万有是出于他。依靠他，归依他。
Since all things are from him, through him, and to him，
那你是不是万有之一啊
？Are you part of everything？
是不是啊
？Are you part of all things？
你是万有中间一个分子。
Among all things, you are a member。
那你要很严肃的看，我是本于他，依靠他。归向他
That is solemnly you want to know the air from him, through him, and to him。
所以这样你就从整个被动的这个客观的世界中间，转到你这个主动性的。主观的世界
So from the passive objective world You want to come to the active and personal world
从共通性的世界现象
Come to the common phenomena of the world
转到独特性的自我存在
You want to turn to unique self